The most profound spiritual teachers of all time say the same thing in different ways. Quiet the mind and listen within. Over the last 10 years of my life, I've been asking the same question. Can it really be that simple? This blogcast is about my journey to the answer. I am Kayla Corsiglia, and you are listening to Intuition Academy. Hello, my beautiful friends, and thank you as always for tuning in. Okay, so today I have a really fun topic that I want to talk about. I feel like I'm going to start literally every episode with that because every single one of these topics lights me up. But this one today, what we're going to talk about is how to know you're in the receiving mode. I don't know about you, but for a really long time, the concept of the receiving mode caused so much confusion for my mind. It was like, I don't understand like what you mean by being in the receiving mode. Like for a long time, I thought that meant like you have to be really delusional and believe that you had already received it in order to receive it. Like I thought that I had to like pretend that I had already gotten it and that that was how you were in the receiving mode. But that is not the case. Being delusional is not being in the receiving mode. It could be, you know, a particular aspect of it, maybe, if that works for you, but that's not the way in order to do it. That's just a way. So this is my understanding of being in the receiving mode. Being in the receiving mode is being in a state of good feeling thought about a desire that we have and maintaining that feeling and thought stream. So basically, in the simplest of terms, it's being able to think about the thing you want and feeling good and being able to maintain that rather than fixating on the fact that you don't have it rather than, you know, a lot of people are like, well, I can think about wanting $1 million and like that feels good. And it's like, okay, but how does it feel thinking about paying your bills this month? Does that feel good? Does it feel good to think about the amount of income that you're receiving right now? Does that feel good? Does it feel good to think about that person that you owe money to? Does that feel good? So it's more about, and I see this with people with relationships a lot of times as well. It's like, well, I think like about the person that I want to be with and I like that feels really good. And it's like, okay, but how does it feel when you think about, you know, men in general or women in general or non-binary people in general? How does it feel thinking about a person of sexual interest in general? How does it feel when you think about your past relationships? How does it feel? How does it feel when you think about a really specific thing that you want, like open communication? I hear so many women who say things like, men are just like not evolved. And it's just like, okay, well, does that feel good to think? Is that a belief that you really want to carry into the world? Do you desire for somebody to be evolved in a relationship? If you desire for someone to be evolved in your relationship, then you have to be able to think about how there are men in the world who are evolved, and you have to be able to think that in a positive way. If you want to believe that you can have more than enough money, then you have to be able to think about that and to feel good while you think about that. So most of us think of receiving as in receiving the actual physicality of what we desire, but they skip all of the steps beforehand. Being within the actuality of that moment that we are desiring to have with the physical thing that we are asking for. Like that is what people are thinking about when they think of being in the receiving mode. I've got to pretend that I already have it. That's why people are like, well, I think that it feels good to think about having $1 million. And I'm like, but you're skipping like four steps. So what most people are missing is the realization that we are also receiving thought. We are also receiving inspiration. When we're doing visualizations of our desire, we are receiving in that moment as well. We don't only receive when it comes to the physical manifestation, but everything that happens before the physical manifestation, from the thought to the inspiration to the physical manifestation, all of that is receiving. And in order to get to the physical manifestation, we have to be in the receiving from the beginning to the end. It's having a practiced stream of vibration, a practiced stream of thought So when we can think a good feeling thought about our desire, we are in the receiving mode. It's seriously that simple. If it feels good to think about that desire, then we are in the process of receiving it in that moment. We are, in fact, receiving it. We are receiving a thought that feels good, and that thought feels good the same way it will feel when it manifests into our physical world, the same way it will feel when we receive inspiration to do something. So our minds cannot tell the difference between receiving something in thought and receiving something in the physical world. It's all just vibration or feeling to our mind and to the universe. So as we can stay present within a good feeling thought about our desire, we will eventually find ourselves receiving inspiration at that same frequency, within that same emotion, that same feeling. This is also being in the receiving mode. So let's do a quick experiment. And trigger warning, because a lot of times we don't feel good when we think about the thing that we want. But I want you right now to call to mind the thing that you desire right now, something that you really, really desire, okay? Maybe it's been on your mind a lot. So just like call it to mind really quick, the thing that you want. How does it feel? What thoughts come to mind naturally? I'm gonna just be quiet for like 10 seconds and just like note the feeling that comes up in your body, the emotion and the thought stream. Okay, so is it a good thought followed by a higher level emotion, or is it a less than pleasant thought followed by a lower level emotion? This is the simplest way to see with clarity if we are in the receiving mode or not. Because if we cannot even call to mind the thing that we desire right now and feel good, then we are not in the receiving mode. Even if we are taking action every single day to receive it, the energy stream that we are taking action within and therefore creating more of is the energy that we just felt while thinking about what we really want. Where a lot of people get tripped up is believing that they need to do something or that something needs to happen in order for them to feel the way they want the manifestation to feel when it comes. But ponder this. Have you ever found yourself in a serious moment, like in class or, at a funeral, and found yourself thinking of something funny? Just like out of nowhere, just like flies into your mind, and now you're having a really hard time not laughing. And it is really hard if there's another person near you that looking at for some reason makes you want to laugh even more. So maybe you're even feeling completely unable to stop thinking about the thing that you find so funny. Nothing even happened. You just had a thought. And now what do you do? You try to think something different so you can feel different and hopefully discontinue the laughter. Also, side note with this story, because I thought this story was so relatable, because how many of us in our lifetime haven't gotten the giggles in an inappropriate moment, right? But as I was taking notes for this section of the podcast episode just earlier this morning, I received a text message from my brother. And the message that I'd received, it was in our siblings group chat between me, him, and my sister as well. We have this group chat and we'll send each other random things every once in a while. And so he had sent a video in that group chat. And guess what was the message, the video that he had sent us? It was literally a don't laugh challenge. Like, I dare you not to laugh while watching this video. I mean, come on. Like, this shit's so weird. Okay, anyway. So you don't need to do anything. Nothing needs to happen in order for you to align with the energy of what you desire. I always recommend that my clients start with a thought before they do anything. Because a lot of times our motivation to do something is motivated by not wanting to feel a certain way. And so our thought process, our stream of thought is still within that old energy field of not feeling good. And so doing something that we think is going to make us feel better, like sometimes, yes, it can work, but most of the time it doesn't. We just end up more frustrated because what we did didn't help, right? So I always recommend that they start with a thought before they take any sort of action. If you find yourself in a negative thought process, just like sit down, go sit down, stop, drop and roll. Start with a thought and allow yourself to be led from that new thought's energy. Because when we can fixate our thought on something that feels good, we are now caught up in that stream of energy and we will be compelled and pulled to do things that will amplify that feeling. And when we can practice that feeling long enough, we will find it very difficult to not be there. We will find it very difficult to not feel good, even if we're faced with something that we don't desire. So when we receive a desire, it's typically born out of contrast, which is just a moment of recognition that we're in the middle of receiving something that we do not want. We then use that knowledge to clarify what it is that we want instead. Now that I know that I don't want this, I really know that I want that thing instead. And I think that focusing less on the physical manifestation is really important, especially in the beginning, because the thing that really matters is the feeling of what we believe that thing is going to bring to us. Now that I'm experiencing this feeling that I don't like right now, like I don't like this feeling within my relationship that I'm having right now, and I don't like it that I feel this way when I look at my bank account. So in that moment, we shift our perspective. How do I want to feel in my relationship? I know that this is how I'd prefer to feel when I look at my bank account. And if we can come to that realization of this is how I'd prefer to feel in my relationship, this is how I'd prefer to feel when I look at my bank account, if we can realize that and it feels good to come to that realization, then we are in the receiving mode. If it does not feel satisfying when we come to that realization, then we're in resistance, which is the opposite of the receiving mode. Resistance is focusing on a reality where we cannot have the thing that we desire, and that's always going to be uncomfortable. Because what's really happening when resistance arises is we have noticed that we are in a stream of energy that we don't want to receive in anymore. We don't like the stream of energy. We don't like the vibe of the room. And so we want to move into a different room. We want to move into a different vibe and receive from that space. So it's now our job to place ourselves in a different vibration, in a different energy. It's our job to feel differently, which always begins with thought. Now, I hear a lot of my clients say, well, I've never received this thing before, so I don't know how it's going to feel when I do receive it. And the thing is, I'm not asking that you predict the future, okay? I really want you to hear that. I'm not asking that you predict the future. I'm saying be deliberate in your manifestation. You get to decide what you want it to feel like when that manifestation comes. You get to decide right now. There is no wrong answer. As long as, like, do you want it to feel like shit to be in a relationship? Do you want it to feel really terrifying every time you look at your bank account or have to pay a bill? Do you want it to feel good? Do you want it to feel satisfying? I find personally that satisfaction, like, is a really easy thing for me to reach for whatever reason. Like, feeling excited feels more difficult for me to reach for than satisfied. Like, satisfied just feels like a moment of, like, sigh, like, oh, this is, like, really nice, you know? Like, that's satisfaction in my mind. So you are already a creator, whether you accept that or not. Here is an example from my own life when I realized just how much of a creator I actually am. So I had always known, without a doubt, that I always had enough money. I always had access to just enough, rarely more. That had always been an easy belief for me. I'd never feared homelessness or getting laid off or fired or whatever. I'd never had a trained thought fixated on no money, so I always had money. But for an incredibly long time, for the majority of my life, I wasn't a deliberate creator when it came to the way it would feel when money came into my life. My focus of attention, the way in which it had always come to me, money, was in a dissatisfying way. The focus being dissatisfying. The money was coming. I believed the money would come, but I only believed that I could have it in a dissatisfying way. That was my focused attention. It's not like I was sitting around and saying to myself, I want money to come in a dissatisfying way. It's just, I believed it was like this program running in the background, you know, like I expected money to come in a dissatisfying way. And I was so practiced in that vibration that it was normal for me to feel dissatisfied when I had to pay a bill, when I had to receive a paycheck, when I had to deposit money, when I had to withdraw money, when I had to ask a client for payment, like all of it just felt dissatisfying to me. That's just the way that I was stumbling through life when I wasn't being deliberate, you know? That was just the way that life happened to unfold for me for whatever reason. So the money I allowed into my life always felt dissatisfying, whether it was coming from an unfulfilling job, from a person who would use it to control me, like I would get it as a gift from someone, but then they would criticize the way I was spending it, from unemployment, from a client that was paying me less than I desired to get paid, all dissatisfying to me because that was my focus of attention. I just didn't realize that. And I didn't realize I had control over it. So I believed I could have money when I needed it, but I only believed that I could have it in a dissatisfying way. And so I was only inspired to create it or to allow it into my life in a dissatisfying way, never in a way that felt good. My thoughts about money were dissatisfying. The things I thought I had to do to earn money felt dissatisfying. And the way I typically received it felt dissatisfying because that was the stream of energy that I was in on that topic. So when I finally realized that, I realized that all I needed to change was the way I was thinking about money. At least that's the first thing that had to be different. I had to be thinking about money, thinking about receiving money, thinking about spending money, thinking about like looking at my bank account. I had to be thinking in a way that felt good. And the process became even more fun when I realized that I get to decide how I'd prefer to feel when I think about all of these things. How do I desire for it to feel when I receive money? How do I want it to feel when I think about it in general, when I'm talking about it? How do I want it to feel when I receive thoughts about money, when I allow the physical manifestation? How do I want it to feel throughout the entire experience, the thought, the inspiration, the physical manifestation? How do I want all of that to feel? And I decided, like I'd said earlier, that I wanted it to feel satisfying. I wanted the entire process from the thought to the receiving of it to feel satisfying. I wanted every single step of the way to feel satisfying to me, not just the receiving of it. So my only work until it became normal, until it became sort of like background noise to my subconscious mind, was to allow myself to be in a place of receiving satisfaction, to train myself to think of money in a way that felt satisfying to me, and to not beat up on myself when I experienced contrast or dissatisfying things having to do with money. That just meant that my desire about money was becoming even more specific. When a moment that I didn't desire about money came in, and at first a lot of those moments happened because that was just my trained thought process. I let it be a training ground for me to fixate or to recalibrate to think about what I really wanted. I let it all become a clarification process. The process of changing my thoughts on money, I would say, like, until it really felt like a practiced vibration, I'd say it took about a month with a real focus and deliberate intention. And this was like having a lot of time and a lot of focus. You know, I've said in a previous episode, like, this work isn't for the novice because the novice most likely doesn't understand the mental capacity you need to have a certain level of focus. You know, changing your entire belief system or thought system on a topic like money, it takes a lot of focus because it impacts a lot of our lives. That's why so many people have a difficult time changing their thought systems on it. But don't let that intimidate you. It becomes easier and easier. It's usually about finding like I think of it as a big ball of yarn, and there's a bunch of yarn like tangled together, right? And maybe they're like four different balls of yarn all tied together. And at first you look at it and it looks intimidating, right? Because it's a lot. But what do? You don't reach in and start just like yanking at it. You find like the easiest, you find like the end of one piece of string, right? That you feel confidently that you can untangle, and you pull that little bit out, and then you start working on it. And then maybe you reach a spot and you're like, this one feels a little harder. So you move on to another one and you start tugging at it, and it comes loose. And eventually it just becomes a lot easier for all of them to fall into place. And that's the same thing with thought. You have to find the easiest thing to think about on whatever topic feels really balled up to you, and let yourself feel better about it. And then it just starts to sort of snowball over time. So I let it be easy. I chose a feeling that felt easy for me to fixate on, which, like I said, was satisfaction. I know what it feels like to be satisfied. And so I would start my day every day by, before even getting out of bed, just feeling and reaching for thoughts that felt satisfying. By letting my thoughts be fixed on things that felt satisfying, I would be, just lay there, eyes closed, and think about a satisfying thought, something that made me feel really satisfying in my body. I would sink into my body and feel the feeling of satisfaction. And that would lead to another thought that felt satisfying. And, you know, I would just really rev up that energy in me. And eventually I would be faced with some contrast about money, which was bound to happen because money dictates so much of our everyday lives. So I really let it be a natural process, right? A natural thought, a natural thing would happen in my life after starting it in a satisfying place, after tuning myself generally to that place. At some point during the day, a thought would occur to me about money. And I would use that as an opportunity to tune that thought to a better feeling place. And when those moments would come up, like thinking about how much money I earned that month, for instance, because that was really dissatisfying to me for a long time, I allowed myself to be present in that moment. Before, I would swat those thoughts away because they didn't feel good, right? I'd be afraid to feel them or think about them. But now I was just letting myself settle into them. And I would recognize how it felt, this manifestation of mine, right, in this moment. And I would then ask myself the question, how do I want to feel when I think about the amount of money that I earn or whatever was occurring to me in that moment? What do I want to feel about this when I think about it? I want to feel satisfied. I want to feel satisfied. I want to feel satisfied. So can I think, if I can't think about the total amount of money in my account right now and feel satisfied, that's normal because it's not what I want, obviously. Can I think about something else that has to do with the thought of my bank account or what I earn? Can I think like, there are people in the world, good people in the world, who are really satisfied when they look at their bank account. Like, does that feel a little bit relieving? If that feels a little bit relieving, like sometimes I'd be like, okay, I found a relieving thought, run away, run away. That's all I need. Because the moment that you can just like tweak it just a little bit and then just like back off and go back to feeling satisfied, the energy, just the law of attraction, like it starts to you, like basically your energy is maintained wherever you left it last, right? So whatever thought you were thinking, whatever way you were feeling about something is where you left it last. The last time you thought about something and you felt a certain way, that's where your energy is on that topic. And so if you can reach for a thought that feels satisfying, shift the thought just a little bit. Like, I believe that there are plenty of people in the world who are really satisfied with the amount of money that they have. And not only are they satisfied, but they're good people and they do good things with it. With things that I think are good. That feels good. That feels like a good thought. Maybe another thought occurs to you and you just keep going with it until, you know, a butterfly distracts you and you run off to chase after it or something. I don't know. But like, you just like let the thought be satisfying and then you just move on with your life. So, and one of the things is, this doesn't mean that in moments like that, for me, I didn't reach for a thought about an exact amount of money that I thought would be satisfying to me. Because this is my thought process. A large amount of different income levels would be satisfying to me. Like the number of a certain income level, like a lot of different numbers, would be satisfying to me. So the number itself felt irrelevant for me to fixate on. Instead, I would just imagine myself opening my bank account or receiving a payment from a client or seeing a PayPal notification or whatever, an email, and just knowing that there was money involved with that. And I felt really good when I looked at it. And I would just like blur out the total almost, like in my mind, like the number is irrelevant. What I know is the number in there is satisfying to me. Like, it's really satisfying. And like feeling that in my body, you know, like if you can't feel it, it's not doing anything. So I didn't come back to reality after that. Like, I would find myself in a satisfying thought, a thought that felt satisfying about that topic. I'd think about looking at my bank account and feeling really good and be like, oh, that's satisfying, and really meaning it and really feeling it. And then after I would stop thinking that and go back into my regular everyday life, I wouldn't come back to reality and think about how I didn't have it yet. I just let the thought of receiving what I actually want, which was the feeling of satisfaction when I looked at my bank account, to be enough. I just let the thought itself be enough. The visual of the experience be enough. In that moment, if you can train yourself to experience the receiving of a thought and the satisfaction that the thought brings you, if you can maintain that and be like, that was just as good as receiving it, because it is. That's the first indication that you're on your way to it. That's like driving to the airport. That's like driving to the airport. And we don't like drive halfway to the airport and then come back to reality and realize we didn't get to the airport yet and then turn around and go home, like failed mission. No, receiving of the thought and feeling satisfied is an indicator. It's a clue that you're going the right way. And that maintaining the way that you feel right now while thinking about the thoughts and whatever else is just an indicator. It's like you're looking at the interstate on the expressway and you're like, okay, I'm on the right highway. I'm on the right expressway. I'm in the right lane, you know? And so when I would do that, like the thought is the first thing in the process, right? And eventually I was inspired to think of my bank account in different ways altogether. Like, I wouldn't have to attempt to think a different thought. It's just good thoughts would occur to me, and I would be inspired to new thoughts as well. Like, a really fun thought that I was inspired to when I first started doing this work was the thought that my bank account is old news. That when I looked at my bank account and it didn't feel good to me, it wasn't scary anymore, because that's just old news. Like, I'm in a new stream of vibration. It doesn't feel good when I look at this number, which means that's not a number that is vibrating in resonance with me anymore, which means that it's only a matter of time before the number changes, before the number feels good to me when I look at it. And sometimes it really was harder than others to pull myself out of the stream of negative thought that I'd been maintaining. Like, if a bill was coming in really soon and I didn't know how I was going to pay it, like, I felt resistance to it, you know, like it didn't feel good and it felt really difficult for me to tweak the thought. And so because the thought, or better feeling thought, didn't feel accessible to me, I would usually just like scream mercy and just walk away, set it down and walk away from it and move back into feeling better in general. Because what I really wanted in those moments anyway was to feel relief or to feel good. So I would give myself that and know that if I want to feel satisfied when I pay my bills, then I have to be in the stream, the energy stream of satisfaction, in order to feel inspired to the money that I will pay those bills to then feel satisfied. Like, I have to stay steady in this stream of energy in order to receive what it is that I want. I can't fixate on what I don't like and get there. It just doesn't happen. So over time, I found that I would naturally be pulled to better feeling thoughts. Like, they would just pop into my mind out of nowhere. And it was so fucking satisfying, because I wasn't used to feeling good when thinking about these things. And again, it was an indicator. I use it as an indicator. Like, when a random good feeling thought about money or like paying something or receiving something would come into my mind, it was just like, oh my God, I'm in this dream. I'm in this dream. I'd be like so excited. It's happening. This isn't a drill. So fucking satisfying. So like one day I had a really simple thought, but it felt so good to have it. Like I had a thought one day that there are millions upon billions of people in the world, and that all the people that desire to work with me and that I will impact most likely with my work, they already exist somewhere in the world, unless they haven't been born yet and I'm going to impact them in like 13, 20 years, you know. Otherwise, like all the people that I'm going to impact in the world are already here. That's really cool. That felt so good to think about. Then I would think, not only are there a lot of people in the world who I'm going to impact that don't even know I exist yet, but there are a lot of people in the world who feel good about money already and who do good things with money and who give it easily and who are masters at receiving it. And that thought felt really good. That thought felt really, really good to me because it made it feel like the thing that I desired was more accessible. I wasn't using that as like, oh, well, they have it and I don't. It was like, no, like that gets to serve as evidence that there are people in the world who are already maintaining that vibration. The thing exists, you know? I'm not creating out of thin air. I'm not creating like an entirely new invention. This is something that other people have. And it's because, I truly believe, it's because they have a steady vibration that they have learned to hold steady within. And it's become so normal to them that it's like background noise, you know? It's like tinnitus when you're not thinking about it. Like the tinnitus is still there, the ringing is still there. If you were to like sit and think about it, it's like, there it is, I hear it. Like, but 30 seconds ago, I wasn't thinking about it, you know? And so I wasn't aware of it. Like, that's how wealthy people in the world feel about money. It's just such a normal practiced vibration that they don't even have to think about it. So as I set myself into a new stream of thought deliberately, new thoughts that felt just as good would come in too. And I would be inspired. After a while, like the stream of thought, I was so practiced in the stream of feeling good thought that I would be inspired to do things. Like I would be inspired to write. I would be inspired to record a voice note. Or, you know, a lot of times I'm in a really good feeling place when I have the inspiration to record a podcast episode. And so I'll take a really quick note of it if I don't want to record it in that moment. And I know to come back to it later. Or a lot of times that's when I'll have the inspiration to record the Messaging a Friend podcast. And, you know, like the inspired thoughts that come in, the inspired things to do, those are the moments of creation. And those things feel like, it's like the wave of satisfaction is like reaching like a crest and it like breaks. And it's like, oh, when it comes in, it's like the realization of something feels like insane. It feels, and insane in a good way, like it feels like the, like satisfying, but like satisfying, like you see something that looks really cute and you want to like squeeze the death out of it. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, oh my God, like, holy shit. That was definitely an inspired thought, moving in the stream of energy that I want it to be moving in. So I love pondering a thought like this because this helps me so much when I'm thinking something that feels disappointing and I don't want to be thinking that. Because usually we're feeling disappointed because we feel like we want something and we can't have it, right? So when I start to realize that I want something that I don't have, I started to feel inspired once I was following this stream, right? Because these things just naturally start occurring to you when your deliberate intention and you're deliberately choosing to feel good at all times. Like, inspiration just like, it just smacks you right in the fucking face, dude. So I started to feel inspired to put myself in an anticipatory state of mind rather than one of disappointment. So every time I catch a moment where I'm moving in the direction of disappointment and I'm thinking something that feels disappointing, I'll grab hold of that. I fish out the desire. And it's easy because it's usually like, oh, well, I really want this thing, but I feel like I can't have it. You know, I'll grab the desire out of it and I think to myself, ooh, I just like get chills thinking about it to myself right now. Isn't it going to be really satisfying when this thing happens? Isn't it going to be really satisfying when the money I want for this thing comes to me? Or when it just manifests somehow? Isn't it going to be really satisfying when I have that thing? Isn't it going to be satisfying? And I would feel like goosebumps, that anticipation and like the excitement of like the knowing that it was all going to unfold like magic. And if you've found yourself like plugged into this stream before of knowing that something's going to happen before it does, feeling excited about it, and then the thing happens, and it happens in a way you never anticipated or that your mind could have never imagined it happening in, oh my God, it's so satisfying. And then you become a believer. And then the next time when you think about it, you're like, oh my God, like, remember this time when this thing happened and I had no freaking idea, but I just believed anyway. And then it happened and it was like the craziest thing. And now it's one of your favorite stories to tell people about the work. And everyone's like, oh my God, that's so cool, right? And now in a moment when you feel disappointed, I'll just pull myself to anticipation instead and anticipate and know, like, I know the way this works. And the way this works is like, I have no idea how that thing's gonna happen. And that's really cool because all I have to do is like feel this way, the way I feel now, and it's just gonna happen. And it's just gonna happen. Meaning I'm gonna be inspired to do something and there it is, it happens. Or one day you wake up and there it is. And it just manifested and you never knew that that thing was gonna happen. You couldn't have anticipated it. And that's satisfying. That's enough. That gets to be enough. And even though I don't know how it's going to happen just yet, it's going to be really satisfying when it happens. That's being in the receiving mode, feeling satisfied with the fact that it hasn't happened yet, but you're just anticipating that it does. And it feels good to anticipate it. That's being in the receiving mode. And those moments of thinking that thought is always so satisfying to me. And I know I'm in the receiving mode. And then knowing I'm in the receiving mode is fucking satisfying. Like, I'm in the receiving mode right now. Like, how satisfying is that? Here's something else that I find so much fun about this work, and that we are in control of the way we want to feel when we receive something. We get to decide. Like, we have the power over how it's gonna feel. How do I really want to feel when I receive this manifestation? How do I want it to feel when I receive the money? How do I want it to feel when I'm in that relationship? How do I want it to feel when I'm thinking about or when I'm living in the house that I want to manifest? How do I want it to feel? You get to decide what the receiving of that thing will feel like throughout the whole process. We have free will in that way. Do I want it to feel satisfying? Like I said, that's easy for me. Satisfying is really easy for me for some reason, but maybe exciting or easy, easeful, an easefulness, a contentedness, you know, whatever feeling it is that feels easily accessible to you, like you can, you know, tap into it really easily by thinking about something. I can think of so many satisfying things because I've had so many satisfying moments in my life, and so it's easy for me to revisit those memories, but what's it going to feel like for you? When you're living in the house, when you're in the relationship, when the money's there, you get to decide. We get to decide how it's going to feel when we receive the entirety of the manifestation, from the thoughts we think about it, to the visions we see of it, to the inspiration that leads us closer to it, and the actual physical receiving of it and the living within it. We are in control of the entire feeling process. What we're not in control of, which is what makes a lot of people angry, is how the inspiration will come, how the physical manifestation will come to us, what it will feel like when we're called to do something, to bring it in. Like, we're not going to know right now what to do. We don't have control over what to do yet until we're inspired from that feeling place to do something. We are only in control of how we feel now and always. And how we feel is putting us in the correct stream of energy to receive what we want, to receive inspiration, to receive positive thought, to receive the physical manifestation, and then to maintain it after we've received it. Because that's a whole other podcast episode, but so many people can get themselves through the whole manifestation process. They receive the thing, but then they can't maintain the energy. And so it slips through their fingers, and then they're back at square one. I believe, because of this, a lot of people get confused about action within the world of manifestation. It's not that you are not allowed to take action, because I think a lot of people, especially when they listen to someone like Abraham Hicks, they're like, so I can just like sit around and literally do nothing, and then money is just gonna like float into my life. And I think Abraham can sometimes be confusing about describing this. So it's not about doing nothing. It's about choosing to think first before you do something. It's being inspired in the correct stream of energy first. It's like choosing a thought which plants you in the correct stream of energy, which then will lead you to an inspiration. It'll lead you to do something because you already feel good. And then you will be led. You're like leading yourself, you know, you're catching the hints. If you're not in the physical stream, if you're not in that energetic stream already before you do something, then you're going to be taking action and amplifying an energy that doesn't align with what you want. And so, no, it's not about doing nothing and then all this money is going to come into your experience. It's like, do you want it to feel good when money comes into your experience? Okay, then you have to think good feeling thoughts about money to then be inspired to receive money in that good feeling place. So the action part is like the middle of the process, but thinking always comes first. If you're thinking good feeling thoughts, then take as much inspired action as you desire. If you're already thinking and feeling good about what you desire, if you don't feel like you have any resistance or constricting thoughts or energy related to that topic, then go off, take as much action as you desire, as long as it's inspired from that place. Thought is the first indicator, like I said, that you are tuned to the correct radio station, if you will, the correct vibrational energy space to receive the inspiration that will then lead you to the physical manifestation. If you cannot first tune yourself properly, you're going to be playing out of key, or you're going to manifest things that aren't in tune with what you really want. You're never going to manifest the thing that you want from that place. So we get to choose the experience to experience the feeling that we believe the manifestation will bring in any given moment. Right now, in this moment, we can experience the feeling. And not because we're trying to manifest something, but because the motivation to create this manifestation at all is typically rooted in wanting to feel a certain way when we receive it. And we already have control over that. We already have control over the feeling. So being in the receiving mode means allowing ourselves to receive the feeling right now without needing anything physical to happen just yet, without needing to do anything. Without needing to do anything physical, I should say, because thinking is doing something. By doing this, we are prepping ourselves to receive inspiration to do something in that stream of energy, which will then lead us to receiving it also in that stream of energy. We train our focus on thought in that direction so we can be guided in that direction. So back on the topic of laughing, because I loved this. This happened just the other day. I found myself in a moment of resistance and feeling like I couldn't get myself out of it. And I was having difficulty pulling back in a good feeling thought. And I was like kind of annoyed with myself. And I was like, all right, inner voice, show me a good feeling thought. Like, I give up. I'm done trying to find one. I can't do it. Can you just please show me a good feeling thought? Show me that this shit works. And the inner voice was like, the inner voice guided me to laugh, like to literally physically laugh. And I was like, inner voice, literally nothing is funny right now. Why would I laugh? And basically the answer I got back was just trust us, laugh. So I, you know, gave off a huff, like whatever. I laughed. I closed my eyes and I forced a laugh out of my body. And when I did that, and I was focusing on that sensation of laughter in my body, a memory literally just like flew into my mind that I thought was funny. I don't remember what it was because this was a while ago, but it was just a random funny thought. And then that made me laugh again. This time, obviously more real of a laugh than the first one. And then I thought of something else that was funny and I laughed again. And then another thought and another thought and another thought followed. And the inner voice said, this is the power of the law of attraction. Laughter is a simple example because it's difficult to laugh and not focus on the sensation of it. That's why when we get the giggles, it's sometimes hard to stop laughing because the sensation of laughter is our focus of attention. And we then attract more of that sensation and think of things that create more of it. It's like the sensation of laughter becomes our focus of attention, right, in our bodies. And then a thought, in order to attract more of that sensation, because that's our focus, comes in again. And then another thought and another thought. Or we'll just keep thinking the same thought because it's still continuously adding to that laughter until suddenly we're curled over, laughing so hard that we can't breathe and tears are streaming down our face. So, how do you want it to feel when you receive what you've been asking for? Can you train your focus of thought and attention on feeling that way right now without needing anything to change, without needing to do something, without needing to move from the place that you find yourself right now? Can you just think something that feels better? Can you recall a memory that feels better? If you can successfully allow yourself to feel the emotion, the feeling of what you desire, like it's there, like you have it. What's it going to feel like when you have it? Can you think about your desire and feel good? If you are, and you can, if you can successfully do that, you have put yourself in the receiving mode. Can you train your focus of thought and attention on feeling that way right now without needing the physical manifestation? If you can successfully allow yourself to embody the emotion, the feeling of what your desire or what you desire to feel like when it comes, and your thoughts about that thing are amplifying that feeling, then you have also successfully put yourself in the receiving mode. So I'll give you one practice. This is becoming a long episode, but that's okay. I'll give you one more thing. A good practice, something I love to do, is focus my attention on the sensation of a good feeling thought. And so it's not just like thinking something and then noticing that like I feel better. It's like really almost meditating, like pulling my focus away from the thought and into my body to notice what it feels like to be in my body while it's feeling satisfied. Like, there was a moment the other night where I was following satisfaction all day, and I reached a moment of contrast where I was like, it wasn't even like a terrible contrast. It was like, I just feel kind of bored right now. I don't really feel bored. I don't know what to do. I don't really feel a desire to do much of anything. And I was just like, you know what? I'd like to end the day on a satisfying note. And it was almost sunset. I was like, I'd like to end the night on a satisfying note. And so I let myself think of something satisfying. And then I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go sit on my terrace outside, my villa here in Bali. I'm going to go outside. This happened like 3 or 4 days ago. I'm going to go outside and sit on the terrace. And I go and sit on the terrace. And I realize that I'm a little bit chilly. It's like getting cool. And so I go and grab a blanket. And then I grab a pillow. I grab my candle because it's going to get dark. I light the candle. I set it on the table. I go and sit down. I'm wrapped in my blanket. I'm like, maybe I'll read a little bit of my book. And so I pull my book up on my phone, in my books app. And I start to read. I'm reading a book in a Court in Thorns and Roses. It's like the third book in the series. I guess it's technically not, and this doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's a book that is a Court in Thorns and Roses series book. And I start reading it. And then suddenly I feel like a whoosh, like next to my face. And I was like, what the fuck was that? And so I put my phone down and I look up, and there are a wave, like I'm talking like 15 or 20 of bats that had started like swooping in and out of my yard in this, in my front yard at my villa, which is like a fenced in, really cute, like tropical garden style, like coconut tree off to the right, palm tree off to the left, like, you know, just a really tropical little mini paradise in my front yard. And as it's dusk, the bats start to come out. And they're just like cute little things. They're harmless. They don't freak me out. And they're just like swooping in and out. And like the beauty of like the swooping, like if you didn't know they were bats, you would think they were birds. And so if you're like, that sounds really gross because they're bats. Imagine it's a bunch of birds doing this then, if that feels better to you. So there's just a bunch of bird, bat, whatever, swooping and swooshing. And there's 15 or 20 of them like all, and they're all like doing this acrobatic swooshing, and they're all like barely not hitting each other, and like they're just all flying in unison and in and out, and they're weaving in and out of the trees, and they're like doing their little cheep cheeps, you know, their little echolocation to make sure they're not hitting anything. And some of them were swooping very close to my face, okay? And the way that it was, like, the feeling that it was giving me was like a rush, like every time they were like swooping in near my face. And I was just sitting there like in awe, like getting a little bit like when they would get a little close to me, but then realizing like they're not going to run into me. Like they know where they're flying. Like look at the way they're flying right now. Like just let this happen. Let this be a satisfying moment. Like I could have never known that because I felt bored for one moment that I would suddenly end up on my terrace with a bunch of bats swooping in near my face. You know what I mean? And that I'd feel satisfied. If someone told me that I would feel satisfied in that moment, I probably would have been like, you're smoking something, dude. That doesn't sound fun to me. That sounds scary. I don't want a bat flying near my face. But while I was in the actual moments of it, it just felt like so beautiful, like watching all of them swooping and swooshing and interweaving between each other and coming in underneath my, you know, the covered terrace and then swooping around and getting so close to my face, and I'm like leaning back and trusting that they weren't going to hit me. You know, they weren't going to run into me. I wasn't going to end up with a bat tangled in my hair. And it was really satisfying. And I just like let myself be in that moment. I let myself sink into my body and like really feel what it felt like to be satisfied with that moment. And as I did that, I felt my body like relaxing more. And then I was like noticing something else that was satisfying to me in that moment. Like I was noticing like the formation of the bats and how they were so tiny, like they were so small. I'd never seen a bat that small before, and that felt cute. And then I'm remembering a really cute video of a bat wrapped in a blanket eating a banana. It's like one of my favorite videos on the freaking internet, and it's just the cutest thing. It just looks like a puppy. And then I was just like they're just like a bunch of sky puppies, you know. And like the thoughts about them, as I started noticing the sensation of satisfaction in my body, like I was naturally pulled to something else that would create more of that feeling, and that was amplifying that feeling. And then a moment later, here comes Maisie, my favorite street dog. She sleeps on my terrace every night. She comes in walking, her ears flopping, and starts coming up the balcony. She comes over, boops me with her nose, and then goes and lays down. And I'm like, this is so amazing, this moment, this feeling. And then, you know, and then the sun's setting and the sky is pink and yellow, and the sky on the other side of the yard is still blue, and the clouds. And it was just like, when we can, if you can find a moment of satisfaction, like Abraham Hicks always says, like milk it for everything that it has, milk that moment. What she's saying, what she means is like, feel into your body the way it feels to feel that good feeling. Like you're just in a moment and it feels good. Just like sink into your body a little bit and like notice the way that that feels to feel good. And notice what happens after that. Because the same reason why the sensation of laughter made me think of something else that made me laugh again and then again and again and again is because I was fixating on the sensation. Like even though I was faking a laugh, like it made me laugh. Like it made me think of something, laugh. And I laughed because of it, because I was fixating on the way that laughter felt in my body. And like, this is why, you know, if you just like feel sad and you want to feel better, like fake a smile for a minute. See if you can like fix your face into like a smile. And like, obviously if it feels like you're faking it, don't do it. But if you can like smile, like think about like what it feels like when you're smiling, and it feels really good to smile. Sometimes our body, it responds to us physically moving our body in a certain way because it relates that to feeling a certain way, right? Like smiling or laughing, our body, our mind thinks that means that we're feeling good. And so it sends us a thought that feels good, right? So, and that's putting you in the receiving mode. You know, like if you can get your body to respond, or if you're feeling the feeling that you want to feel, it's a lot of feels. If you're feeling the way you want to feel when your manifestation comes, feel the way that feels in your body. You're in the receiving mode right now by doing that. When I can feel general satisfaction, eventually I'll feel inspired to think about my object of desire, or I could easily pull in my object of desire and find a satisfying thought in that moment. And I will be satisfied with the thought alone. I will be satisfied with that moment by itself. Like I'm just satisfied for satisfied sake. And I will enjoy that moment of receiving the thoughts that come there. Maybe they're just general good thoughts, but maybe they're thoughts about the things that I'm wanting to create. That's the receiving mode. Now in this moment is a manifestation. In that moment, I am aligned with receiving my desire. I'm in the stream of energy that I want to be in when I receive it. In fact, I am receiving it right now. I received a thought. I received a sensation. I received a feeling purely by practicing feeling the way I want to feel when I receive it. This is a clue from the universe, like I've said before, that we are getting closer to the physical manifestation. So let that be enough. We are on our way to the destination when we can think of our desire and feel good. And that gets to be exciting, like setting out on a road trip or driving to the airport before a greatly anticipated vacation. We are on our way to the destination when we can receive inspiration to take action in that good feeling place. We are on our way. We are on our way. And that's enough. And that's satisfying. And we know that because we feel this way, that we have to receive it. It is done. I'm in the stream, being lightly pulled towards it. It's inevitable that I will get there. Now, we just need to enjoy the view along the way. And the road to receiving the physical manifestation has to feel good. It has to. It will feel good, because that, my friends, is how we designed it to be. That is deliberate creation. That is how you know you're in the receiving mode. Because from now until the receiving of it feels good. Because you want the receiving of it to feel good. And until next time, quiet the mind, listen within, and always follow the joy.